Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey there, folks. It's Valentine in the morning. Here comes our full show podcast. Please enjoy.
This is everything we did today. Just no music and no commercials.
Oh, so the best parts.
Yeah, exactly right. Some people call this evidence or exhibit A.
Oh, dear.
We'd like to not do that. So please leave that out of your minds right now. Sit back and enjoy Valentine in the morning. And join us live, of course. 5 to 10, Monday through Friday, on 104.3 MyFM with iHeartRadio. It is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Good morning. Good morning. 6:12. We have started up the show. Jill, how are you this morning?
I'm good. I've been catching up on a bunch of TV, and Brian's going to be so proud of me because I am just making my way through Better Call Saul.
May I ask where you are?
We just figured out... how he got shot, the older guy. I'm so bad with names.
I didn't know he got shot.
He got shot.
Oh. He got shot?
I also
why would
don't
you
know
spoil it?
Mike.
Mike, yes, thank
yes.
you.
Mike. Why yes. would you guys spoil that Mike got shot? I was just about to start Better Call Saul.
No.
I watched Breaking Bad.
Stop.
No.
I was about to.
This gives nothing away.
Oh, well, I think Mike would argue differently. Mike's been shot.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Oh, really? You get shot and you say it's okay?
He's okay, is what I mean.
Is he? I don't know.
But I'm just making my way through episodes, and I'm liking it. I am liking it.
Oh, buckle your seatbelt, girlfriend, because it gets so good.
Okay. John Peake is our boss. John Peake wants me to watch some other show. He just finished, what did he just finish? I don't know, it was Stranger Things or something. And I said to him, with all seriousness, I said to him, have you watched Virgin River?
It's a good show.
And I struggled to describe it. He goes, what's it about? I go, well, it's funny. It's romantic. It's dramatic. It's set in like the Pacific Northwest in a small town. That's kind of it, right?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't tell me what it's about. You just like told me
the
setting.
It's hard to explain.
Well, it's about a girl that leaves big city life and falls in love with small city life, which is inspired also by the guy that she falls in love with too.
Okay.
And then all that happens in that town is surrounded by romance, drama, and a little bit of comedy here and there.
Okay, I'm kind of sold on that.
It's a good show.
It was a good pitch.
I haven't watched the next season yet because my wife and I are going to watch it together. We just haven't found the right time. So every day it's like, you didn't watch it, did you? Nope. Did you? Sean, did you watch any of Virgin River? No, I didn't. Fine. Did you watch? No, I didn't either. So now the game is we're never going to watch it. It's a back and forth of, yeah.
You know what you need to watch, Val?
What?
Persuasion. It's a movie on Netflix with Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades.
Okay.
But it's the Jane Austen novel. It's a period piece.
Oh, I love that.
You're going to love it.
What's the novel?
Persuasion.
I don't know if I've read that.
You know what you need to watch?
Oh, God, here we go.
Sing 2.
This is
my roommates gave that a shot over the weekend. Phenomenal.
Sing 2.
It was really good.
Look at that.
Have you seen the first Sing?
I actually haven't.
How did you not see the first? Oh, my God. You got to see the first Sing before you see the second Sing.
Was the first one great?
Yes.
Yes. The first one was great.
The second was awesome.
Those Sing movies are so good.
They use like such current music. It was like a lot of music we play on the radio, and I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah. No, they're really, really good.
My nieces sing U2 and Coldplay all the time.
Yeah,
because
totally.
Because of those movies.
They do Sunday Bloody Sunday from U2 and Sing 2? What a strange song for them to do. All right. It is Valentine in the morning. Good morning to you. If you guys want to reach out and be part of the show today, we are here. August 2nd is underway. It's Tuesday morning. Feel free to reach out at 31043.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:21, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. The leader of Al-Qaeda and one of the FBI's most wanted terrorists, Ayman al-Zahari, was killed in a drone strike in Afghanistan over the weekend. President Biden made the announcement last night. Over two decades ago, al-Zahari apparently helped coordinate September 11 terror attacks. He took over as leader of the Al-Qaeda when Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011. Yesterday, a portion of Highway 38 near Big Bear was closed in both directions due to flash flooding. Over the past few days, a thunderstorm has been causing mudslides, and the highway was covered in debris. The area is still being affected by the El Dorado fire, which stripped hills of vegetation about a year ago. That fire started during a gender reveal party that included pyrotechnics. What'd they name that kid anyway? I wonder what. It's kind of curious looking back how that worked out for everybody over there. John, can we get sports?
Last night, the Dodgers took game one of the series with the Giants, but today at 3 p.m. is the trade deadline, so we'll finally get news about Juan Soto. The Dodgers have been actively pursuing him, and Dodger fans, too. Juan Soto as a Dodger was trending on Twitter for almost the entire day yesterday, and we found out the Angels are going to hold on to Shohei Ohtani at least for the rest of the season, so we shouldn't see any changes to them today.
Shohei Ohtani, how much time left on his contract?
I think one more year.
Oh, God, you can't get rid of Ohtani.
I know.
But if the Angels got rid of Ohtani, think of the haul they would get for Ohtani.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a tough spot. Tough spot. All right, it is 6:21. It's Valentine in the morning. Coming up, do you own a lucky item of clothing? Maybe get some lucky underwear that every time you wear that underwear, things go right. What is it? What's your lucky item of clothing? Text in right now, 31043. My fam, it is Valentine in the morning, 6:25. So who in the room has lucky clothing?
Absolutely, I have a lucky pair of underwear.
Lucky pair of underwear. When you wear it, what happens to you?
Good things. I find money in my pocket sometimes. I have underwear for my lucky days. I have underwear for my hard days that I know are going to be a struggle. I'll put on like my hard underwear.
So days you know are going to be a struggle, you put on the hard underwear because you don't want to waste the lucky underwear in those days?
Well, so my
hard
day
underwear... Why not if it's going to be a tough day, wear the lucky underwear to turn the tough day around?
I'll tell you why. My hard day underwear are camo underwear, so they're like soldier underwear. So I'm like, every time I know I have a rough day ahead of me, I'm like, oh man, I got to buckle up.
Why would anybody camouflage underwear? They're not going to see it. You wear pants.
Yeah, I know. Well, I love this brand. It's like Ethica is the brand that I wear, and they make fun underwear. And they ended up sending me a box of underwear a couple... like probably 2 years ago because they were doing the St. Patrick's Day campaign.
Yeah.
And oh God, this is going to be points against me, but
no, there's already points against you on this whole conversation.
They needed to take pictures at a house that they could consider a frat house.
Oh,
it was like a party campaign for St. Patrick's Day, and they wanted a house that looks like it would be a big party house. So they came and used my house to take photos at.
Told you lived in a frat house.
And then sent me a box of underwear as a thank you.
So they didn't use you in the underwear photos.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to see those pictures.
But the ones I'm wearing right now are St. Patrick's Day green.
Oh, yes, they are.
Kiss me, I'm Irish underwear. I got like 10 of those.
Thank you for verifying that.
I didn't see them.
Trust me.
I got some good ones. They're green. Lucky.
Nice, dude.
I got
check
this buckle on them, you see?
I'm wearing the
those are nice.
Red Sox stance.
Oh. Wait, I love those.
Yeah, those are solid.
I've been looking for those.
Pants down.
Well, what are you wearing? Yeah, let's see what you're wearing. What do you got over there?
Remember.
Jill?
Let me know when I feel my eyes.
What are you wearing, Jill?
I'm not telling you.
Nothing?
What kind of,
really?
No,
wow.
No, I'm not telling you. I don't have any lucky anything. No lucky shirt. No lucky
really?
Underwear.
Nothing
is
lucky.
Is that a guy thing?
I don't know. We'll find out from ladies, 31043, or call us 866-544-MYFM. Do you have a lucky piece of clothing? John, was this the lucky one today or the hard day?
These are just regular ones.
Right,
I have so
right,
many
right.
of these Irish ones that... They're probably my standard ones. Yeah, I have a bunch of black ones, a bunch of random Irish St. Patrick's
Day ones.
Let us
know like when you're wearing the hard day stuff so we can help you turn that day around, man.
Yeah, if I know I'm doing some hard labor, that's the day.
When do you do hard labor, John?
Well, sometimes we got to clean up the backyard. I know I'm going to be scrubbing the deck a little bit. I'll definitely put on the camos.
Some hard labor, man. Doing hard labor out there.
I'm Dave Joseph. That's your traffic on 104.3 MyFM.
All right, thanks, Dave. You got any lucky underwear on you, buddy?
I'm not wearing my lucky underwear today. No, I'm not.
You do have lucky underwear, though?
No, I don't have lucky underwear. I'm not
she
so fortunate.
Some. You got any hard underwear?
You're right. No underwear either.
You cut out at the wrong time. Sounded like you said you got no underwear. Oh. All right, Dave.
You got to wear underwear, Valentine.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Commando Dave here. Thank you.
Just kidding.
All right, the weather today, partly sunny, warm and humid, highs in the 80s, low 90s, mostly 70s near the beaches, 68 Arcadia, 67 Costa what?
Costa Rica. Costa Mesa. Oh, geez.
Brian just wrote Costa and left it blank after that. Didn't we just find out like some guy moved to Costa Rica that works down the hall?
Oh,
we were
life.
Shocked.
Blown away. Yeah, he works like in Big Boy Show, and I guess he moved to like Costa Rica, we found out yesterday. So a lot of people I know have moved to Costa Rica, and I thought like, it doesn't seem, you know, like when you watch those TV shows and it's the people pack up and decide to move to some foreign land, you're like, who would do that?
Mm-hmm.
It was the guy down the hall did it. It's crazy.
Good for him.
I mean, Costa Rica, I don't know anything about the country, but I'm like, is it a good place to go live? Is it, I'm being blunt, is it safe? I don't know. Interesting. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
Justin Bieber returned to the stage after a little time off. I'll tell you how he's doing and what his wife, Haley, said about his return coming up at 6:50.
Alfred, my man, what's going on? How are you today?
I'm doing great. How you guys all doing?
We're good doing very good. You. Very good. What's up?
What's up? I want to remind Jill about her lucky black panties.
Oh, my
Jill.
God.
First of all.
leave that sit there for a second, because that was the funniest way you said that. I was dying laughing. You dropped your voice a bit, and you're like, first of all.
This is not the call I was expecting. First of all, Alfred, thank you for remembering that. Second,
oh my God, that's very nice of you.
They weren't lucky. I don't have lucky underwear. They just happened.
You don't have an underwear that you wear that brings you luck in the world of intimacy or luck in the world of...
I don't need that.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Now she's got a boyfriend. Alfred. Now it's like, I don't need that.
No, I'm just kidding. But they weren't my lucky underwear. I just happened to have left those out. You talking about the ones that the painter found?
Well, we didn't know if he found them. You told us that you were afraid he was going to find them.
That's right. Didn't you send somebody to the house to get your underwear?
My neighbor, Gene.
Gina, this is a great story. If you're new to our show, this is how crazy Jill is. And Alfred, solid for bringing this back up, man. Jill had some work being done at her house. A painter, a friend of the family, I guess. And then she goes, oh, my God, I think I left my undergarments, my racy pajamas, black panties, to be blunt, sitting out on top of some cabinet.
Yeah.
And she thought the painter might see that as an invitation
right.
to stick around with his brushes to do some work on a different canvas.
Truth be told, it just fell out of my laundry pile, but I sent my neighbor Gene over, who has a key to
get him.
Yeah. And to put them away for me.
Right.
Did she make it in time?
She's the best. Yes, she did.
Good for you. Yes.
Poor painter, man.
No.
Poor painter. That was going to brighten up his whole life.
But Alfred, thank you for remembering that.
Right, because you wanted to get lucky the night before.
No, I did not.
Did you really? I don't remember that part of the conversation, but maybe Alfred's got some info we weren't unaware of or something.
He knows.
Alfred was in the know on this entire thing. No. Reminded us. So if Alfred's got the documents, I don't know, man.
He definitely made that up in his head.
Is Alfred a painter?
No. I remember, like, oh, I'm going to wear my lucky underwear tonight. I'm going on a big date. We don't know if it's the current boyfriend.
Alfred?
Did you have a big date the night before something?
Definitely did not.
Replay back February on those podcasts.
February?
Alfred's got this down, man. The guy's got the month and everything.
Oh, my God.
I'm starting to listen. You're my best friend, honestly, but I'm starting to side with Alfred on this thing.
No, I was very single at that time that it was happening. I wasn't seeing anybody.
That's why you were wearing them, to help change the time.
Yes, thank you. Right, exactly.
Alfred, your story completely changed.
No, it's legit. Alfred, we're going to let you go, buddy, okay?
Oh, my gosh. All right,
you guys have a great one.
All right, babe, see ya. 866-544-MYFM. The guy knows his stuff,
No,
man.
He doesn't. This was supposed to be about all of you guys and your lucky clothing items. We don't need to talk about mine.
Hey, sometimes the show ebbs and flows, and you got to follow the listeners, and Alfred's a man. 642, 104.3 MYFM. It's Valentine in the morning. This would be a spot where we usually do First Sip, but it's been taken over today by TikTok Tuesday. Once again, First Sip gets kicked down the road. We have a meeting next Tuesday, actually, with John Peake, where he's going to tell us how he hates First Sip as well.
No one hates it.
No one hates it.
No one is against it.
You guys can't even look me in the eye when you say it. You look at each other for backup.
It's a beautiful...
I know Jill hates it.
I do not hate it.
I will admit, I hated it in the beginning.
When it was
just a big old gross slurp. Right,
and you still never liked it. You thought it went on too long. You said I meandered, and I would just drag on and on and drone on and on.
That's what it was. Truth.
All right, the honest truth.
Right hand to God.
Where's the other hand? All right.
I liked the positivity of First Sip. They did go a little long. That's all I'll say. But I did like the idea of positivity first thing in the morning.
You know why they went a little bit long? When it got to the part where they say, count us up, the person's like, one.
That was my fault.
Two. Three.
But I like the idea of all of us taking a sip together, toasting the day. Like, I love what you say. Your messages are always great.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes, you know, coming up with a message every single day can be kind of difficult, right? Because you might tap into similar themes. So I think what I was doing is like, hey, guys, throw me something. And then when I asked the people in the room to throw me something, a lot of people didn't throw me stuff.
Or it would be like, beef bologna.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What was it?
Beef bologna.
Oh, yeah, beef bologna. You guys didn't take it seriously. Or somebody put their finger in the nose and go, not me, not it.
Yeah. I will admit, it was hard for me to come up with ideas.
Right.
But you're so good at it. It's your segment.
It's like, not my segment. The segment's been canceled. It's gone. The executive producer said it's gone. John Peake said it's gone. You said it droned on too long. So now it's replaced by this guy with TikTok Tuesday. The youth takes over the old. That's what it is.
Sitting here, Brian points to me and he said, TikTok Tuesday. And I said, I'm ready, sir.
See, he's just kicking me out, man. Look at that. I'm pushed out by the youngsters.
We need to talk.
No.
It doesn't need to die. It's just, listen.
People on the text line liked it. They were there for me. I appreciate the guys. If you liked First Sip as a feature we did for years.
I was confronted yesterday by my son's preschool teacher.
Oh, no.
Who, at one point, you dedicated a First Sip to.
God love
him. And she was... angry with me, really, legitimately angry.
She should have been,
and I couldn't explain myself properly. But
did you tell her why you canceled it?
We're just going to, you know, maybe take a little break.
Oh, it's on hiatus now or something. Oh, get out of here with that. There was a lady just the other day, and this is actually very, very serious. Now, her husband was coming home to hospice, and she wanted for me to address that on the air, which I can talk about that. Obviously, I don't need a First Sip to talk about that. But Brian's like, sorry. First Sip is
that
not.
That is a little unfair.
I'm just saying that it was honestly, it was on there.
Well, yes.
You saw it, right?
Yes.
All right.
Wasn't there that teacher that would take First Sip and play it the next day for
her
classroom?
That's right. She played it for, it was like her class.
Her special needs classroom?
Special needs classroom.
Yes.
She would play First Sip the next day. Oh, you guys are monsters.
It was a beautiful segment.
Oh, no it one is was. It was. Seinfeld was a great show. It's not on anymore.
Yes, it's, you know.
Yeah, you know what? It runs in syndication. John, TikTok Tuesday, you take it away, brother.
Thank you. This one is going to be a little bit different because it's a TikTok Tuesday, but I'm using it to describe an entirely new app. I just found this app on TikTok.
Okay.
And this app is called Be Real.
Oh, yes.
It is my favorite social media app at this time. A lot of your friends may be on it. A lot of your kids may be on it. It's quickly becoming the most popular. And it's my favorite.
I've seen people talk about this. I have not downloaded it yet, but I love the idea and I want to.
Yes. So I will talk to Valentine about it then. What's up, dude? So it's a photo sharing app, and I think you're going to like it more because it's the opposite of Instagram. It it avoids the fakeness, so to speak, of Instagram.
Okay.
So here's how it works. Once a day at a random time, the app will notify you that you have 2 minutes to be real. So that time, you open up your phone and you take a photo of exactly what you're doing in that moment. You can't filter it. If you save it for later, it says, hey, he posted 3 hours late. Uh-huh. And the idea is instead of taking your highlight reel and all the best photos that you have and throwing up on Instagram to look cool.
Right.
At one time of the day, you see what everyone is doing in that exact moment. And you don't know what time it's coming.
So like a selfie or something or just what's going on around you? If I was making a sandwich, should I take a picture of the sandwich or me in the sandwich? What do I do?
So it takes a forward and a selfie picture at the same time.
Oh, it does.
Yes. So you
that's
it would be
creepy.
Your sandwich and it'd be your face. You can duck out of it if you'd like.
Right.
But it's cool because you see what everyone's really doing and you're not seeing that someone's like posting the best parts of their life. If they're eating a sandwich, they're eating a sandwich. If they're
so good.
Sitting there doing work during the middle of the workday, that's what they're doing. And I think it's so cool. And it's really been gaining popularity. That's the exciting part of it. This took the number one spot on Apple's App Store for almost all of July.
Right.
It had 1.7 million installs during the second week.
Do you get followers on this or something like that, like Instagram does?
You have friends.
Do you get likes?
You have friends. You can like it. And my favorite part is you can... To like it, you take a quick little screenshot of your face so you can give someone a thumbs up. You can give them like a silly face.
Right.
And you kind of like react
to it. It's cute. Yeah. I just don't know if I have room for that in my life.
You don't think you do.
Okay. Because it's like there's more apps, there's more social networks and stuff. I'm like, oh, now I got to take a picture. The app's going to yell at me.
I agree. And I think that's why it's so hard to try and have a new social media app gain popularity.
Yeah.
But my favorite part about this one is because it's only once a day that this notification pops up, you're only really on it that time that everyone posts. And you see what everyone's doing, and there's no reason to go back and check this app a million times a day and waste your day on the app.
Gotcha, like you do on Instagram.
New.
Right, right.
There's nothing new on it. You found out what everyone's doing, and that's it.
And it's called Be Real?
It's called Be Real. It had 1.7 million installs the second week of July, which is the biggest weekly gain ever.
Holy cow.
It has similar to success to Instagram and Twitter of their early stages. So for being a brand new social media app, it's really hard to get that, and it's cool because it's not like the rest of them.
Huh. Who came up with it? Any idea?
I don't know, actually. I read a little bit about it. It was some guy I wasn't really familiar with.
Right. It's nobody you know, right? So nobody in the frat house or anything?
No.
Check it
out. Evan, no. Esteban, no. No, nobody's
that. Check it in. None of them. None of those guys over there.
You should try it
That's
for one
cool.
week.
Can I see yours? What you look like? What
Absolutely.
Were you doing? Does
Absolutely.
It ever catch you in a compromising position? Or can you...
So,
the front and rear camera. You're like,
see.
Whoa.
Yesterday's was at about 1:17 p.m. is
Let
when it had it.
Let me see what
and
you got.
And I posted...
Okay.
I was sitting in traffic.
You were sitting in traffic, okay.
Yeah, quick little snap, and then you can scroll down and you see what all...
Who's Ciara Lane?
She's just a friend of mine from college. She was at, I think it was a movie night.
She looks like she's having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, see... There she is with her girls, looking all good, with her feet out at the movies, having champagne. I'm
but
like, all
right. She's but there. That's what she was really doing at that specific time.
And it's not like that every day. Like, I see all the time, I'll see her post from her office. And there's spreadsheets in front of her.
Yeah, she looks rough.
Yeah, she looks great always.
Okay.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
A few months ago, Justin Bieber was diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, and he canceled the rest of the U.S. leg of his world tour. And Ramsey-Hunt is caused by a virus that attacks nerves in the ear and face, and Justin suffered from temporary facial paralysis. But he returned to the stage in Italy, and his wife, Hailey Bieber, was there, and she posted an Instagram story from backstage, and she captioned it, "One thing I know for certain is you can't keep this guy down," so he is back on stage.
Did his pants rip or anything?
He was shirtless.
He was shirtless?
Did his pants rip? I don't
Drake
know.
Drake or Chris Brown? Who was that it? Their pants ripped on stage.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, his pants ripped on stage, yeah. Right in the crotch.
Oh, like, okay. Really?
Okay.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. And Michael Keaton has played Batman before, and in a new interview with Variety, he admits he has never seen an entire version of any of those movies, any Marvel movies, any superhero movies. He's never watched the entire thing. He says, "I don't say that I don't watch that because I'm highbrow. Trust me. It's just that there's very little things that I watch. I start watching something. I think it's great. I watch the episodes. I'm done." So he doesn't really follow through and finish anything that he's watching.
That guy. He's a different type of guy.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice enough guy and everything, but you could see where that would be him, just not watching it.
Never watched a full superhero movie. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headline.
Okay, 6:52. We do have the Battle of the Sexes coming up. It's a really cool prize this week. Bailey44.com is a very, I guess, like high-end, really nice clothing website for women.
Yeah, they have really nice clothes, whether it's for work or going out with the girls or whatever. Their stuff is really nice.
$2,500 up for grabs all week long. So they're apparently trying to make a splash with our show because they're throwing down a lot of cash.
Yeah.
I mean, $2,500, that is $12,500 for the week, right?
Hold on.
Wait, yeah, 25 to 25 is 2 days is $5,000. 4 days is $10,000. Add another $2,500, that's $12,500.
I'm just going to say yes to whatever you say.
My math mind works different than others, I think.
It's impressive.
Like, I knew $2,500 times two is going to be $5,000.
Right.
So there's Monday and Tuesday, right? So I take the Wednesday and Thursday, do another $5,000, drop on top of 10, then $2,500, and you get $12,500.
Yeah. Quick.
Stupid. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Anyway, really cool prize. So if you want in on that, 866-544-MYFM. Whether you're winning it for yourself or your wife, your girlfriend, call right now to play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
7:07. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. We just got a text in here. Dave Joseph, who does our traffic, is also the voice of LAFC games.
Really?
Did he tell us that? He mentioned something, right?
Yes, I feel like he did tell us.
God, did we not pay attention?
Or was it a different sport?
I don't think he told us.
I thought it was hockey.
Yeah, why? Well,
we'll tell you what. We'll find out like during traffic, probably. Because we could probably ask him.
Yeah.
Right? Was hockey, you said, though? You thought it was
Kings
hockey?
Kings games, I thought.
That's what I thought I heard, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool if he's LAFC. Probably get us free tickets. 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning, 7:10. It is Tuesday, August 2nd. Good morning to you. And I guess Dave Joseph, somebody else said he's like the fill-in announcer for LAFC or something like that.
I can tell you everything. He fills in for LAFC, but he was the voice of the LA Kings for 8 seasons.
Holy cow. Whoa. Dave, you there, buddy? You got your ears on?
Yes, sir.
Can we have like a little announcement voice of like what you would have said for the Kings or what you say for LAFC?
Sure, I would have said Los Angeles goal scored by number 15, Sean Valentine.
Well, that's not good.
He's been on the spot.
All right, what do you say? What do you do at LAFC when you fill in over there? What do you do over there?
Yeah, same type of thing. So it'll be, except that we do, the crowd says the last name. I say the first name of the player who scored, and then the crowd says the last name. So I would do like, LAFC goal scored in the 71st minute by number 10, Carlos. And then the crowd says, Vela.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's wild, yeah. Dude.
And then so I say that three times, and the crowd responds to it three times.
Cool. All right, we're ready. You do it. We're going to do it right now. Everybody in LA, because Dave fills in over there at LAFC. He did the Kings game for a number of years. Now he's doing traffic for us. What a fall for a career. He's stuck with us, right?
Sorry, Dave.
It all went downhill. So you do it, and we'll say Vela. All right, so ready. Everyone in LA, here we go. Go ahead, buddy.
LAFC goal scored in the 71st minute by number 10, Carlos.
Vela!
Carlos!
Vela!
Carlos!
Vela!
What's with the delay, Dave? There was a little pause. Is that how you do it in the stadium? Got to let it build, I guess?
That's how we do it in the stadium. That's exactly right.
God, that's fantastic. You still got access to good seats over there?
I do.
All right, hang on. We're going to do the... It is the battle of the sexes. Representing the men, his name is Sam. Sam lives in Rancho Cucamonga. He's a high school teacher, enjoys building furniture. Sammy, what up, brother?
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Representing the ladies, her name is Melanie. She's from Santa Clarita. She's a preschool director and enjoys going to her kids' baseball games. Let's hear it from Melanie.
What's up, Melanie?
Good morning, guys.
Melanie, Sam, are you both aware that Jill's boyfriend lives in the Rancho Cucamonga area?
I heard.
I was not.
Now, we put the man on the case. Sam, keep an eye out for Jill and a tall, handsome fella somewhere in the Rancho area so we can find out who he is, all right?
Oh, there's lots of us handsome guys in Rancho.
Hey.
Wow.
Sam could be my guy. Who knows?
Confess, Sam!
Well, Jill, that's contest fraud. So how about that? Here's how it works, Melanie. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Sam, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied to end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Austin Richard Post is best known by what stage name?
I have no idea.
Post Malone.
Sam, Austin Butler is currently making theater goers swoon as what celebrity?
Elvis Presley.
That's correct.
Well, thank you very much. Current score, 1-0, guys. Freddy Krueger wears a striped sweater. What colors are the stripes?
Red and green.
Holy cow, you got that right. I would not have got that. Good job.
Sam, the character David Rose wears a lot of sweaters on what TV show?
David Rose on what TV show? The Office?
No, it's the one show about the creek. Not Dawson's Creek. But the other one. We can't really say it without the words appearing, you know, on the screen or whatever for people.
What are you talking about?
Like on TV, they can say it because it's spelled out S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, but we can't really say it because it sounds like something else.
But they run commercials for it on our show sometimes.
I don't think so.
I think they have.
Really?
I think you've said it before. We forced you to say it one time
before.
You forced
me once.
And that was
I will never do it again.
So we can talk about Jackbutt, but not creeks?
Yeah. Yeah, I can say Jackbutt, but I can't say...
No, that's worse than saying the actual movie.
Moving on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this tangent's not on me. This one's not on me, guys. Current score, 1-1. What rapper turned actor stars on Law & Order Special Victims Unit?
Ice-T.
That's correct.
And Sam, Apple and Moses are the kids of what famous former couple?
Apple and Moses? Oh, crap. I don't know. Beyonce?
It's Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow. Ladies win! Melody, congratulations. You've won a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social. Use the hashtag #ValentineTheMorning and share it with pride.
Yay! That's so amazing.
You've also won $2,500 to spend at Bailey44.com. Cool, sexy classics that dare to deliver by women. For women, they make clothes to feel great on you, not how it looks on the runway, in a catalog, or on a hanger. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. That's awesome.
As you exit the stage, Sam, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
I just want to wish everybody a great rest of your week, and thank you for the opportunity.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Three things you need to know right now.
7:23, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency over monkeypox. He plans to increase the state's response to the virus by getting more tests and vaccines out to the public. So far, 800 cases of monkeypox in California. The virus is rarely fatal, but it can cause fever, chills, and painful blisters. We've seen some people on Instagram and TikTok talking about it, and Jill sent me some videos yesterday, which I did not ask for.
Oh, it just looks so painful.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Sales of vinyl records have been skyrocketing. My kid wants a record player. Vinyl records were nearly obsolete 15 years ago, but then they became popular again in recent years, especially during the pandemic. In fact, record sales have increased nearly 400% over the past 3 years. Guess what they're reopening on Sunset? Tower Records.
Oh, they are?
No.
Oh. I'm so excited about it.
I know. I feel bad now, actually. There are several popular record shops around Southern California, including Atomic Records in Burbank and Amoeba in Hollywood as well. John Camucci, got the sports.
Well, the U.S. Open is currently happening out there in Huntington Beach, and it's been getting pretty intense. There's been some monsoonal moisture in the beaches, which has led to some dangerous rip currents, some flood warnings, and some 8-foot waves, which is pretty big for that area. It's made for some really exciting surfing. So if you still want to check out that competition, it's happening until August 7th.
Coming up next, what went wrong when you were watching somebody else's kid? Text in at 31043.
I was watching my dear friend Dave's son over the weekend. He is 8 months old. And they had a little baby chair. It looked like a baby chair. I put him in the thing, and then he just face planted.
Oh!
In my defense, why do they have that chair? He can't sit in it.
Do you have any other kids?
Do I have any other kids?
No, do they?
No, only kids.
Oh, just the one.
Yeah, so he was screaming. What made it
they
worse?
They thought you had the experience having three kids, so they trusted you as a seasoned pro.
This was like...
And you put the kid in a milk crate or something? What was it?
And then my wife was there too, and her friend, and they were looking at me like I was the biggest idiot in the world.
Right, all night long.
Do you have kids? Oh,
how old is the kid?
8 months.
Yeah, 8 months are not going to like hold themselves up and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Are they? I don't remember. Mine's 14 years old.
See, what threw me off is my daughter is almost one, and she can, you know.
Oh, here it goes. My daughter's amazing. My daughter's Mensa member. My daughter's going to high school next year. There it is.
That's what threw me off.
Totally fine.
Oh, yeah. Good question.
Totally fine.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Fine. Everything is fine.
Okay.
But awkward.
Yeah. It's well, yeah.
104.3 MyFam, it is Valentine in the morning. Just remembered, not only did you mess up Dave's kid there, you're the classic story of Andrew, one of our old bosses. You guys are out like Cal City or someplace like that.
Correct.
And you're camping, and you took his son with you on an ATV vehicle and got lost in the desert. They started a search party grid by grid.
Yes.
And he was lost with our boss's son in the desert.
For hours.
Hours.
It was one of the worst moments of my life.
And you were kind of new to the team, right?
He had just started, right? Yeah. So he's out there with his boss trying to bond, and he loses the boss's kid and himself.
I was driving out there with, I think his son was 8 or something, and looking at the scenery, beautiful mountains, the sky. It was so peaceful. And then about 20 minutes later, I realized I have no idea where I am.
So then he's turning to the kid going, do you know how to get back? He's like, I'm 8. Dana, what went wrong when you were watching somebody else's kids?
I was watching my friend's daughter and her two sons with my two boys at their house so they could go to dinner. And Victoria was 5. And I was cleaning up dinner. And she asked to go with the boys in the room. They were playing with Legos. And I said, sure. As I was cleaning dinner, then the two younger boys, they were 10, run out with her and say, oh my gosh, she put a little tiny Lego up her nose.
I could have guessed it. I tell you, kids shove things up their nose all the time, and Legos, survey says, top 5.
Yeah, I'd never experienced that with my boys.
Okay.
They'd never shoved anything up anywhere. So I'm panicking because this has never happened, and I could feel the Lego like really high up in her nose.
Oh, yeah. No.
I wasn't about to touch it. Her mom is an ER nurse.
Okay.
So I called her mom. Luckily, it was at the end of the date, and her parents came home, and her mom was able to extract the Lego
without having to take her to the emergency room.
Okay. Some like tweezers or something. She got up there and got a ton. My wife, and I'm not sure I'm supposed to tell the story on the air, when she was a young child, shoved like a wooden bead or something up her nose, and it stayed there for days.
No.
She didn't tell her mom. Her mom only knew something was off when it started to like rot or decay or smell or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
I know, and I kissed those lips. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Well, Dana, thanks for calling in. You have a great day. Where are you at? Diamond Bar?
Yes.
Diamond Bar. And how are things out there today?
Pretty already humid, but, you know, can't complain.
Wow. Okay. Well, hang tight. Thanks for listening to our show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
Talks are happening about bringing an NBC sitcom to movie theaters. I'll tell you the show at 7:50.
Sherry, go right ahead. You're watching somebody's kids. What happened?
Well, I was in high school, and we had an after work program and to get credit and get paid. So I was doing that, and I was watching them, and they were playing around, and they were doing something stupid. And I'm like, okay, go outside and play. And they didn't want to do it, so we were, like, playing tag. And then I locked them outside and for a couple hours, and the parents got real upset, and that was my last job.
You locked them outside for a couple hours?
Yeah.
An hour or so, yeah.
Okay, what's the weather like at this time?
Totally calmed down.
What was the weather like?
It was in the afternoon after school. It was nice. It was okay.
Locked outside.
It wasn't too bad. Locking
kids outside. In a panic. How old were these kids?
Probably elementary school. I was in high school, so probably 9 or 10.
9 or 10, locked outside. Couldn't get back in the house. It was your last job.
John,
you don't hate this?
No, I don't hate it. They're fine. You know, they're kids. It was a nice day.
Yeah, no problem.
Sherry, did you keep an eye on them even though they were outside, or did you just go turn on the TV or something?
No, I watched them outside the window, and they were like jumping up and down wanting to get in the house, and I'm like, leaving out.
Gosh,
a little chihuahua's locked in the backyard.
There's like Sherry like looking out the window going, ha ha!
Yep, like, hey, you guys should stay out there for a while, you know, until you calm down. They're like, no, let me in.
Oh my God.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, when you calm down.
Oh, the kids had to go to the bathroom. You left them outside and told them there's a bush?
No, I let them back in after a while. They're like, you know, crossing their legs, going, I gotta go.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Sherry, you're a babysitting monster.
I know. You act up, you get thrown outside.
Mm. Did they pay you at the end of the night, or just never talk to you again, or what happened?
Yeah, I got paid when they came home, and then I got a letter from school, or they called me and said, well, they don't need you no more.
Oh, you got paid. Then the kids talked after you left. They wouldn't say it in front of you because they were fearful of you.
Right.
Yeah. The mom's putting the kids to bed. So did you have a good night with Sherry? Well, Mom, she locked us outside the house.
Right.
All right, Sherry. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day, guys.
You too. See you later.
You can text us anytime at 31043. What went wrong when you were watching someone's kid? Laura said the kid locked himself in the bathroom. And I couldn't find the key.
Right. The kid locked himself in the bathroom.
Katie said, I took a child to Irvine Park and did those water bikes. My phone fell out of my back pocket into the water, and I didn't know how to get home without my GPS. We had to figure it out after a few detours. And then Marie's text, I have to change a few things here, but she said, when I was a live-in nanny, a toddler painted herself, the comforter of the guest bed, and her bedroom carpet with, and you can use your imagination, just know this child was in diapers at the time.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
John.
Nice?
Same. It's funny.
7:38. Here's Ed Sheeran. This is Shivers.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. Let me say good morning to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can I introduce you to some friends of mine?
Of course.
This is my dear friend Jill.
I enjoy listening to you every morning.
Oh, thank you. Here's Jill.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Hi, Jill.
How
this
are you?
Is we're known for our chemistry. Hold on. This is my new friend, John. I want to get John in this. John's 27 from Orange County, single guy. He started in the show last year.
Lisa, how you feeling today?
Hi, John. Doing good.
That's what I like to hear.
Here's our producer, Brian. Great guy. Very funny.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes, he is. Hi, Brian.
You sound good and you look good.
What is that? Why would I interest a friend like you if you're going to hit on her or something?
She liked it.
All right, so sorry, Lisa. Get to your story here. You were babysitting. What happened?
I was babysitting about a 5 and a 3-year-old, and we were playing hide-and-seek in the house, and the 3-year-old little girl and I decided to hide in the bathtub. So when the 5-year-old found us, they were sliding glass doors. He threw it open, and they shattered, and it was tempered glass.
No.
So now we're sitting in a bathtub with glass everywhere, glass on the other side of the tub. But we have cuts all over our legs.
No. Oh, my gosh.
We had to try and get out of the bathtub without being more injured and then having to tell the parents when they came home.
I guess, and how old are the kids?
They were about 5 and 3.
Oh, they were terrified probably.
Oh, yes.
How did the parents take it? And you were terrified. Yeah, how did the parents take it?
I think they handled it well, but I didn't babysit for them anymore. They never
What a shock. What an absolute shock that you never got a job with them again.
I offered to pay for them. Yeah. I offered to pay.
That was nice.
That was nice. But they were just like, no, we want you out of our life. You know, you just shattered the glass on top of our kids, you know. Oh, that stinks, Lisa.
I know. I felt horrible.
It was an accident. You know, honestly, the 5-year-old was a problem there. Not you and the girl, right?
I know. He just threw it open.
Who teaches a kid?
I guess he was excited to find it.
Yeah, but throwing open a shower door? Who taught the kid that? That's not the parents. I'm with you, Lise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yeah. Joel McHale recently shared that a community movie feels more likely than it was before. And now another star of the NBC show says wheels are turning. Allison Brie confirmed a community movie talks are in progress. Her exact quote was, you know what? I'll say it. There's been movement. There's been some talks. And you can play Squid Game with your friends in real life. There is an immersive game experience coming out next month. They're only doing it in 9 cities across the country. And Rancho Cucamonga is one of those cities. We're going to get it. You guys, you think you know...
Oh, we know.
You don't know.
You slipped
anything.
Up and said Harry lived out. Oh! You said your boyfriend.
No.
You know, because you told us the road you came in one day. You slipped up and go, the 210 all backed up in traffic. I'm like, 210? Why would you take the 210 from where you live? Oh, I wasn't at my house. I was at someone else's giggle house.
The only thing I said was that I saw that gas prices were very low at a particular gas station in Rancho Cucamonga.
No, you talked about the traffic in the 210 too.
Oh, that closure. Yeah.
Right. And were coming from the Rancho area.
I was coming from some area.
She's trying to lead us off the trail.
Oh my God.
Yeah, her boyfriend's living out there in Rancho.
He sure is.
Anyway, it's going to debut September 21st, and booking is already open if you want to play, but it's at immersivegamebox.com. We'll put a link at 1043myfm.com/Valentine. And if you want to play Squid Game with your friends,
that'd be awesome.
I'm Jill, the Hollywood Headlines.
Do you have a timeline on when you're going to give us more information on your boyfriend?
No, there's no timeline.
Right.
Really.
Just one day you're just going to be like, all right, already. Fine, he's this.
Yeah,
he does that.
One day. Right. I like it just being between the two of us at the moment.
But it's not, because John Peake knows who he is too, right?
John Peake just knows his name. We were joking about the fact that we all went to dinner. That was a total joke.
Oh, I totally fell for that.
No.
I thought you, John Peake, and your boyfriend went to dinner or something.
No, he's never met John.
I just want to believe with you.
I know, we can't find the truth with this lady anymore.
No.
Best friend for years, and she's hiding so much from me.
A lot of people don't know. A lot of people know about him, but a lot of people have never met him yet.
You won't even tell us what he does? You're still keeping that one to yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be annoying with it, but I just...
Well, you are. That's the thing. This is annoying when people don't share stuff
annoying.
Like this.
No, it's just... there was a lot of embarrassment surrounding my last breakup, my last very public breakup years ago.
Which there shouldn't have been. And I know now you're speaking very honestly, and I I appreciate that, but there shouldn't have been.
I know, but it was my own thing. I cared a lot about what people thought. Yeah. I cared a lot about what people were messaging me and stuff. And so I feel like, even though it's been 4 years since that relationship, I feel like, and I've done some growth as well.
Yeah.
But I feel like that still is haunting me in a way.
Right.
It's like
it still sits there a bit.
I like having it just be me and him and like off the show for the moment.
Yeah.
Just while it's all new and starting. And then I'll definitely share about him and I'll definitely talk about him. But right now I'm enjoying not sharing so much about him right now.
Well, you know what? I respect that. That was very well said. And I respect that
as
your friend.
Thank you.
No, I mean it. I respect that.
Full stop.
No, full stop.
I'm not going to stop.
No, John, as Jill's friend for so many years, and that was very well said, very eloquent as well.
I mean, you were with me through it all. It was a very hard time.
I know. And I got all the phone calls, and I get all the tears, and I get a lot on the drive in every single day. And I was there for you. And
you were. Know,
and it was a very tough time for you. It really was. And I respect that. I thought what you said was very well said.
And I feel like since this time is like the first real thing I felt in a very long time.
Yeah.
There's still like, that's sweet. You know what? I want to just enjoy it because it is so good right
good
now.
Good for you.
And so eventually,
honestly,
yes,
good
of course.
For you. Of course.
I think I love him. I don't know. This sounds great.
Yeah, sounds like a great guy, right?
Like he and John are going to be
that's a good sign.
He's a fraternity guy. He's a frat guy.
A young dude.
No, wait a minute. Like I said something. You have similar personalities, John and this guy?
Yeah.
We've been at 30 seconds without asking questions and we're back to it.
No. Listen, I will say it again. As a friend, as your friend, I respect what you said. Full stop. That's it, okay?
I believe you. I appreciate that's it. Thank you. I feel like you'll all get along with him.
As a radio host, I want deets. I want details, and I will not stop till I get them. Lady Gaga, this is Paparazzi. 808, that's Sia. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the Morning. Coming up later on this hour, have you ever fallen in love with somebody you've never met?
Oh, it happens to me all the time.
Text us 31043.
I feel like I fall in love with someone new on TikTok at least once a week.
You're falling in love with people on TikTok?
Yeah. It's just like some people are so funny and then you don't know them, you know? But like their content's so good and you feel like you know so much about them just based on, you know,
social
how vulnerable they are
stuff,
on social media.
Right?
And you're just like, oh man, they're amazing, beautiful people. And then you're like, oh, I love them. And then the next week there's another one and you're like, oh.
Right. Can't put down roots on somebody, yeah. Do you ever reach out to these people and go, hey, I'm John Camucci. I do a popular radio show in Los Angeles. So I've fallen in love with you?
Absolutely not.
No. Okay. All right. But what if you try, John? What if you have this connection based on this person on TikTok or whatever social network you're into and you reach out?
The thing is, I think that's true. I feel like some of these people
could be a connection, right?
Yeah. You know who you can mesh with. You know, if they're your type of people, you think that if you met them on a day-to-day street, like it'd be fine. But I just feel like it's rare that stuff ever happens on social media.
I've seen quite a few videos on TikTok, especially of two people. It started with a comment and then it led to the direct messages and then FaceTimes and they fell in love before even meeting face to face.
That's so interesting because that actually happened to one of my friends from high school. He met this girl on TikTok and they were both just like doing TikToks all the time. And she lives in Georgia and he lives in California. And they met on TikTok, dated on TikTok for about 6 months before they even saw each other.
Wow,
are we going with that phrase? They dated on TikTok?
I mean,
is that a thing?
Not on TikTok, I guess. But yeah, like they dated. Right. They were open about their relationship on TikTok while they were communicating through FaceTime.
And they
text.
Hadn't seen each other. They haven't met like in person. They were just virtual.
Never met in person.
Right.
And then they've visited each other a bunch of times now. And it's interesting to see that happen.
And
you know?
Now it's legit.
Yeah. And it's wild to me that you can, I don't know, date someone that you've never spent physical time with.
Right.
But I think...
Well, that's online dating, isn't it? In certain respects, you get to meet somebody online through eHarmony, whatever else, and then you finally go on a date.
Yeah, and I think the successful people on TikTok, I think, are very open about who they are, and they're very vulnerable about their true selves.
Right.
And I think if you're both like that, then maybe you do know that person, you know?
So what John's saying is, listen, if you follow him on Instagram and you're into him, don't throw away your shot. Take it. Slide into the guy's DMs.
We're
He's into this.
Already getting texts.
I know.
From Danielle.
Yeah.
It's not even Danielle.
Oh my God. Guys, stop it. It's too much. For the moment, I swiped on Bumble to listen to him every day. Somebody swiped. Are you on Bumble?
I am. I just haven't been on it in a long time.
Well, there's a few people that are waiting for you to swipe right on them, buddy. It is the battle of the sexes. Reps and the men. His name is Jacob. He lives in Anaheim. He's a high school teacher. Enjoys playing music. What up, Jacob?
Hi.
Good morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Anissa. She's from Whittier. She works in finance and enjoys going to the movies. Let's hear for Anissa.
What's up, Anissa?
Good morning.
Whittier, I'm not sure if you know this, but you are in the hometown of Nomar Garciaparra.
Oh, I did not.
And my best friend, Joey Noble.
Huh.
He lives in Whittier as well.
Huh.
Bit of a drop-off there.
Yeah. Hey! Greatest shortstops of all time. All right, here's how it works, Anissa. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Jacob, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation, we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. What Austrian-American actor served as the 38th governor of California from 2003 to 2011?
I'm going to go with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, that is correct.
Jacob, what movie, musical, drama takes place in Austria? Very popular musical.
I have no idea. I think Les Miserables.
The Sound of Music.
Current score, 1-0, ladies. What year does Marty McFly try to return to in Back to the Future?
Oh, my goodness. My kid's favorite movie.
What year was it? We gotta go back. It's your family. We gotta go back. What year?
I'm going to say 1982.
1982 was 1985. You're off by 3 years. We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. The flux capacitor will never hold. We got to go back. It's your family.
Jacob, what female singer has an album?
How do you do that? Like, that's really impressive.
So
like,
used
all
to
this,
it.
I know, she's like, Jacob, what female singer? Just like blows right past it.
That's a very
it's
good impression.
Really amazing.
Very good impression.
Thank you.
What female singer has an album called 1989?
Taylor Swift.
Yes, that's right.
Current score is 1-1. What movie theme song does Dustin sing to Susie at the end of season 3 in Stranger Things? What season is currently on right now? Which one is that?
4.
It is 4. Okay,
yeah.
So this is last year. Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Never ending story. La da 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 da.
Oh my goodness, I would have never got that.
Jacob, Julia Roberts plays Tinkerbell in what early 90s movie?
Hook.
Oh, yes, that's right.
What up, fellas? Hey! Getting the win. There it is, brother. You have got a Battle of the Sexes Championship certificate posted on social. Use the hashtag Valentine in the Morning. Share it with pride. And a pair of passes to go see Charlie Puth at the iHeartRadio Theater here in Los Angeles Friday. Now, as we understand it, we're still kind of unclear in some details here. This is kind of in combination with Meta, so Facebook. So in combination with Meta, and the concert will also be broadcast in Fortnite. They did that with Marshmello. They did it with Deadmau5, a few other artists and stuff like that. So it's going to be in Fortnite as well as at the iHeartRadio Theater. But you're going to be there. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. My girlfriend's going to be so excited to go.
Yeah, totally. And I'm going to be watching to see if they are hanging out in like Shifty Shafts or Shuffled Shrines or maybe at Coney Crossroads.
No chance.
As you exit the stage, Anissa, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Sorry, Jill. I tried to do it for the ladies. I couldn't do it. But
that's okay, Anissa. It's all right.
Three things you need to know right now.
Day 21. It is Valentine in the Morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. The leader of Al-Qaeda and one of the FBI's most wanted terrorists, I guess, killed in a drone strike in Afghanistan over the weekend. President Biden made that announcement last night. Over 2 decades ago, I'm not going to get it right. He's a terrorist. He coordinated September 11 terror attacks. He took over as leader of Al-Qaeda when Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011. So I guess they got him, and that's good news right there. And it was very well coordinated. But now the question is, and kind of a serious question, was the Taliban hiding this guy in Afghanistan? And if so, what are the repercussions of that? Because when President Trump had pulled us out of Afghanistan, there was an agreement signed with the Taliban that they could not harbor any terrorists or be a place where terrorists could hide out. And here was this guy hiding out in Afghanistan. So we'll have to follow that. Some landlords in California can now increase rent payments by as much as 10%. It's a big deal. If you're paying, you know, $1,000 a month in rent or something, that's another $100 on top of that. And who has that? Thanks to a bill, that passed in 2019, which lets landlords raise rent by 5% each year, plus the rate of inflation. That's not good. there's a limit at 10%. In LA, units built before 1978 are forbidden from increasing rents, though. John Camucci got the sports.
Today at 3 p.m. is the baseball trade deadline, so we're all waiting on the news about Juan Soto, who the Dodgers have been aggressively pursuing lately, and Dodger fans, too. Juan Soto is a Dodger, was trending on Twitter for most of the day yesterday, and it also looks like the Angels are going to hold on to Shohei Ohtani at least for the rest of the season, so we shouldn't see too many changes for the Angels today.
Keep an eye out, though. J.D. Martinez from the Red Sox.
Still free.
I think he's going to get moved, and I would not be surprised if it was the Dodgers. I know they want Juan Soto and stuff, but I'm just saying, keep an eye out. Keep an eye out. Coming up, have you ever fallen in love with somebody that you've never met? Text in right now, 31043. My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. It is 8:26. I sat back down in that chair with like 1 second to spare. Like I had to run to the restroom, and I came back, and Brian goes, "You've got 10 seconds.
There was no stress on your
no
face.
No stress expressed, Jill. Mm-mm. Yeah. Or just, you know, maybe I should be a bit more professional and try and time stuff out a little bit better, something like that. Hey, Deborah, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. So talk to us. What's your story here? You fell in love with somebody and never even met them.
Yep, and I still haven't met him.
Okay, speak on it.
I played World of Warcraft for many years. I still do. And we met, we were guildmates, and he lived in Mississippi. He was an IT guy, so he actually played while he was working, and I wasn't working, so I just played, and we'd play all day, and we'd quest, and we just would talk so much that, you know, I ended up falling in love with him, and I was ready to get on a plane and go to Mississippi. And he was a really, really big guy, too. I mean, it wasn't like I was being catfished or anything, you know, but, it ended up, we just started drifting apart, and he ended up meeting a school teacher, and they got married, and she wasn't a gamer.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
Deborah, I don't play World of Warcraft. When you say that you're talking to him, is it through text, or are you guys, like, on a microphone, like you're on a phone call while you play?
Well, both.
Okay.
Because I have asked for the microphone, and, well, you know, I mean, he was a pretty good catch, but...
He left you in the Shadowlands, didn't he?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Well, it actually was before Shadowlands, but,
it before Shadowlands? Okay. So you're still playing, obviously. Yeah. Okay.
Did you guys... I've been playing since 2008.
Right.
Did you guys talk on the phone? Like, how did you develop that relationship outside of World of Warcraft?
Well, it was mainly World of Warcraft, because... Right. We would actually, in-game, we would quest and raid and do battlegrounds and stuff, but we would also do our own things where we could find a...
Why was that hot? Like,
quest and raid? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, you can. I don't know. I like the way she said it.
Yeah, it's
You're
fun.
So strange. You're so strange. So, you never watched Game of Thrones, but you're into this. Yeah. Quest
so we
and
could,
raid.
Like, find these little moon
plunder.
Wells and stuff.
You built moon wells. Look at this.
No, we would find moon wells in the forest.
None of us know what we're talking about.
Characters go skinny dipping and stuff.
Now we're getting to the good stuff here. So you find moon wells in the forest in World of Warcraft, and your characters would go skinny dipping together?
Yeah.
See, that's hot.
You can take their clothes off.
What is going on in World of Warcraft here?
It's so much fun.
Okay. Wow. And did you ever exchange pictures? Did you ever see what he looked like and you saw what you looked like?
Oh, yeah. We used to be friends on Facebook, too. And
you just found that teacher and married her, and that was that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like I said, he was a really big man. He was probably about 250 pounds, maybe more.
Right.
But he was super tall, too. But he was like, but he had a good job and everything.
That's fine,
he used to play on his work time.
Right. When you jump in that moon well, a lot of water went out. That's cool.
Yes, he was a great guy, though.
Well, are you still on there looking for the guys? Have you found somebody that matches up with you? What's going on with your life right now, Deborah?
I have moved to Arizona from Wilmington, California.
Okay.
And I met a really awesome guy just a couple weeks ago that is a union electrician for 41 years.
Okay.
He's really stable. He's so much fun. Yeah. And we are we just connected. So I'm super happy right now.
Is he like a real person, like physically in your life, or is he?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Unfortunately, he had to go back to work now up in Vegas. So I'm watching his dog and his house while he's there during the week. And then the weekends we spend together.
All right. Good deal.
Great.
Okay.
Deborah, I feel like you have great energy.
She does, doesn't she?
She has great energy, Deborah.
Deborah, I just want a yes or no out of you. This is the final question you get here, okay? A yes or no. Okay. We've heard about the moon well. We've heard about the skinny dipping in the game and everything like that. In real life, outside of gamer world, have you ever done that for real, skinny dipping?
Oh, of course. Back in the 70s.
In the 70s?
And the 80s.
Okay.
And the 90s. The 90s to now. My FM.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
We have an update on the rumored Blink 182 reunion. I'll tell you the latest coming up at 8:50.
We have text coming in here at 31043. We're asking, have you ever fallen in love with somebody and you hadn't even met him yet?
Sergio texted in. This is interesting. He said, yes, on TikTok. Feelings are mutual, but can't do anything about it yet.
Huh.
And then Pantless Meg texted in and said, I fell in love with my husband online before we even met in person. We met via friend on Facebook. We've been married for 7 years now.
Sorry, what's her name again, Jill?
Pantless Meg.
Pantless Meg. And why did we call her Pantless Meg? Anybody remember?
I think I do.
Okay, Brian, take it away.
She was wearing pants that were beige, and it looked like she was naked, and people thought she was walking around without
pants.
That's
what I remember as well. Oh.
Okay, so that became her name when she texted in Pantless Meg.
Yes.
If you ever become a regular texter on our show and you need a nickname, feel free to reach out. We will be happy to nickname you something that needs explanation every time we read it. It's 837. You want to reach out, 866-544-MYFM or text in 31043. It's kind of a curious question. Maybe it is you, maybe it's not you, but have you ever fallen in love with somebody before you even met them?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I can't sleep until I feel your touch.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043. Jesse, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Who'd you fall in love with and you never even met him?
Oh, my gosh. So there was a guy a couple years ago. It was right after I came out. So I was, like, new to the scene, too, and new to dating and all that stuff. So we matched, and we texted literally, like, every day for a full month. And then I was, like, dreaming about him. I wanted to meet him so badly. And then after about a month, he ghosted me. And I was devastated.
Well, hold on. Let's backtrack it a little bit. How did you connect with the guy first off?
We matched on like Tinder or something
like that. Okay, something like that, right?
App.
Yep.
Yeah, some kind of dating app. And then I even we followed each other on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so I knew what he looked like, obviously. And I, because of his videos on Instagram, I knew what he sounded like too.
Yeah.
And so I just, my imagination went hog wild with all that.
So Jesse, how come it went a full month without you guys seeing each other? Did you try to make plans?
I did. I tried to make plans a few times and he always just gave excuses. And once again, because I was new at dating, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I totally believe you.
There's a bunch of red flags there, right? A bunch of red flags.
Totally.
Do you have a feeling he was maybe dating around, like dating other people at the same time?
Oh, probably. You know, he just kind of gave this excuse of, oh, no, I'm too busy. Like, I'm so busy this week. I can't meet up. Stuff like that.
That's tough.
Isn't it funny how looking back, you realize how that was kind of a red flag. But when you're in the moment, when you feel like you are in love with someone, you don't see any of it.
Totally. Yeah. You're just like overlooking it all. Mm-hmm. But, gosh, he was the worst.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say he was the best, but he was the worst.
No, he was the worst. He sent me, like, really cutesy romantic texts and said, like, good night, good morning, you know, can't wait to meet you and all that stuff. And then I'd be like, okay, when are we meeting?
And nothing.
And then he'd be like, oh, I'm too busy. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Do you think there was, like, a little catfish thing going on there or something? He was going to try and use you for something?
Yeah, so a few of my friends told me that, too. They were like, this is kind of stuff that...
Yeah.
He's not wanting to meet up with you.
Right.
So he might be catfishing. But here's the thing. This is going to sound really bad, but he wasn't attractive enough to be a catfish. Like,
Jessup paints a picture about a super ugly dude. Jesse, like, I don't think, listen, I don't believe that inherently. I think, you know, it's not an attractiveness. I think people show attractiveness in all different ways. It's not necessarily just based on their physical outward appearance.
Yeah, totally.
And it just sucks that you were attracted to someone he was portraying himself to be, but it might make you feel better that you know that that's not who he actually is, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
So, how's your world right now? Anybody in your life? You still dating? What's going on?
Yeah, I do have a boyfriend now, and he's great. We've been together for 8 months now.
Nice.
So.
There you go. Yeah. See, life is a way of working out, my friend.
Oh, yeah, totally. And he's wonderful. Way better than him, the other guy.
Back to that. Jess, have a great day. You call it anytime, okay?
All right, thanks. You too, guys.
Okay, thanks, Jesse.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood Headlines. Yeah!
So Tom and Mark were the two original founders of Blink-182 back in 1992. And Tom left the band in 2005 when the group went on an indefinite hiatus. Now, Tom just posted a throwback photo of the band on social media. He also put Blink-182 in his bio. And this made all kinds of fans think that some reunion was happening, some tours about to start. But Mark made an announcement yesterday, and he said there's no news to share. There is no announcement.
Come on. No. So everyone got excited about it. There's nothing happening. There's nothing.
Yeah. I didn't know this song was going to play. How exciting. Are you playing this whole thing?
Oh. No, it's your report. You're doing your report.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know what was going to happen.
You're on the first story. We can't, get rid of the second story.
Okay. But what was funny is Mark kind of called out radio stations, and he said, like, this is being teased on radio stations. Like, tune in for a major announcement. Tom tagged Mark in a photo from 2 decades ago. And I could hear
Hey, we
got
to get the clicks, man. We got to get the clicks. That's what they say in the biz.
But he says no news to share, and when there is news to share, you'll definitely hear it from them. And a Star Wars legend has returned to an old job he was fired from. Mark Hamill used to work at a Jack in the Box as a teenager, but he was fired for doing clown impersonations while taking drive-thru orders. And now there are these new commercials.
Like, what are the clown impersonations? What is he?
I don't know, just pretending he's a clown while taking people's orders?
He would be a star on TikTok these days.
Yeah, right, exactly. But there's these new commercials talking about the new French toast sticks at Jack in the Box. And it starts off with Jack saying, I'm bringing back two of my fan favorites, French toast sticks and my former employee, Mark Hamill. So now Mark's a part of these commercials. Oh, thank you guys for the audio in this report.
Just keep going.
We'll just keep digging up more stuff.
So great.
By the way, she's not going to say, are you going to play the whole thing? She's never seen Star Wars.
I haven't. I'm Jill with your Hollywood Headlines.
Thank you, Jill. The galaxy far, far away. Actually on microphone number two, but nonetheless. John Williams, man.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
John, is he still alive?
He doesn't miss.
He is.
He was going to do one more movie.
He's got one more big movie in him.
His last one is Indiana Jones, this latest Indiana Jones film, and he kind of made a comment about this being the last one.
Guys, I mean, John Williams. Just an absolute stud composer.
Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. Jaws too, right? Was that John Williams?
Jaws.
Three notes.
Home Alone?
Two notes. Dun-dun-t.
E.T.?
I guess we are playing the whole thing. It's 8:53. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the Morning. This is Shakira. Whenever, wherever. 9:22, it is 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the Morning. It is Tuesday, August 2nd. Thanks for listening to our show. We appreciate that. If you ever miss any of the show, you can always download it as a podcast as well after the show.
Just search Valentine in the Morning on the free iHeartRadio app, and you'll see the Val Show replay. You can hear everything that we did from today's show.
New vehicles like sleek new Camrys are arriving daily at your Toyota dealer. Three things you need to know right now.
Governor Newsom has declared a state of emergency over monkeypox. He plans to increase the state's response to the virus by getting more monkeypox tests and vaccines. So far, there have been nearly 800 cases of monkeypox in California. The virus is rarely fatal, which is great news, but it can cause painful blisters. My friend Jill sent me a TikTok or some video yesterday, showing a guy going through it, And it was an unsolicited, unasked for video that just popped up said, click me.
I clicked it and I was like, bleh. I know. And he's here in LA and he's kind of been documenting everything that he's been going through just to kind of bring awareness to what he's dealing with.
Yeah.
I wish him well, but I wiped my phone down. Yesterday, a portion of Highway 38 near Big Bear was closed in both directions due to flash flooding. Now, over the past few days, a thunderstorm has been causing mudslides and highways to be covered in debris. The area is still being affected by the El Dorado fire, which stripped hills of vegetation about a year ago. That fire started during, if you remember, a gender reveal party that included pyrotechnics. Jillian's sister recently had a gender reveal party.
Yes, no pyrotechnics. Oh. Just some blue confetti and then blue little like baby powder.
Poops. John Camucci got the sports.
So some breaking news here just happened within the last hour.
Oh, no.
Juan Soto, who was on Dodger Watch during all the trade talks, has reportedly gone to the Padres. Oh. It's one of the biggest deals in baseball history. He's joining Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado. This is definitely going to toughen up the competition for the Dodgers. There are a few trade moves that can still be made today, so we'll watch before that deadline at 3 p.m.
Now, you remember about 2 weeks ago, somebody on this very show was talking about a big trade to the Dodgers. That trade was J.D. Martinez, possibly, to the Dodgers. Watch for that one. Trade deadline is what time, like 3 o'clock or something?
3 o'clock.
So watch for that trade to possibly still happen, because somebody on the show had a friend that is a Boston sports reporter and gave him the intel before anybody at our sports station or Dodger Talk had it. MyFM. We just had a group therapy meeting.
Something snowballed into something much bigger than it needs to be.
Jill hates all of us. She's annoyed by all of us. Learned like years ago, I learned that I was annoying to Jill. And it was it was in recent years, I'd say, where she gets enough of me at work. I get it. My wife probably says she gets enough of me at home. You know what I mean?
We have a very odd job where we are in a very small room and there's five of us in here.
Big room for this. It's one of the larger studios. There's a couch in here, Jill.
Compared to like other jobs, you know, we are stuck with each
other. Compared to people who are like right next to each other in a cubicle, like 1 foot away.
But it's an open space. We are in this room together for at least 5 straight hours. And... you know, it's a lot.
Is this an apology?
But this is where she goes, it's a bit much. But nobody else has said that. That's where it's, you know, you miss that.
We should go back a few steps.
Thank you.
Because we were trying to get like a group bonding thing going.
Go out for a nice dinner, a couple drinks, whatever, something like that. Yeah.
And Jill was very much against this.
Well, no, let me tell you the truth here. They said,
she told us she'd give us 42 minutes.
No, they were talking about a night out drinking, and I said,
a couple glasses of wine.
We're old. I would like to politely decline this invitation.
Because I don't want
to
be.
I don't drink.
Right.
I don't drink at all. That's just my choice.
Does your boyfriend drink?
He does drink.
Do you ever decline his invitation?
No.
All right.
But I don't. It's very different when you are the one person not drinking at an event.
Of course.
I've been like that. All my life.
Of course.
I don't want to stop you guys from going, but a night out drinking with you guys, I would be annoyed.
First off, a couple glasses of wine at dinner. That's what a night out drinking is with us. You know? I don't know what you're picturing. Seem like that person that's doing shots? No.
This is a quote. You said, I can barely tolerate you at Don Cuco's.
Yeah, we'll go to Don Cuco's for lunch. She goes, I can barely tolerate you guys over there or something
because
like that.
We do once a week.
And she told us she'd give us like 42 minutes if she went to dinner with it. You have 42 minutes.
Compromise with John.
I will Jackie Robinson you. I'll give you 42 minutes and that's it.
42 minutes.
I said, why don't you just come with us for an hour? Like maybe the dinner part of it, just hang out.
She goes, 42 minutes.
She said no. And I was like, okay, if we can compromise, how about like 42 minutes?
She said yes to 42.
And the Don Cuco's thing, we do have a topic meeting there, but you guys get margaritas. I don't get margaritas.
What? Put my business out there.
Yeah, you really just put everything on Front Street, aren't you? Okay.
To explain myself. To me, it's a lunch meeting, you know, because I'm not drinking. To you guys, it's a fun afternoon out. Everybody's feeling good.
You know why it's fun? Because we're with each other's company. That's why it's fun. Okay, we don't have to have margaritas to have fun, Jill.
The margaritas. It's definitely the French.
Okay, then.
And some help from the margaritas.
Next on Cuco's. No,
we're not even going to put you in that spot anymore. No.
What?
We're going to keep it quite professional. We'll just do our meetings in the studio and then... You know, we won't put you in that spot. I don't want to do that to you.
When leave this studio, you can go that hallway.
We'll go that hallway. You go left, we'll go right. Never should the two meet again. Wow. We learned a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's that spot. Like people say, things have a shelf life, right? You know, things do have a shelf
There's
life.
No
Sometimes
shelf life.
Friendships apparently have a shelf
no,
life too.
No, definitely you know? Not.
Check
definitely
that expiration
not.
Date on your friendships.
No.
Objectively, yeah. though, we're probably annoying.
Yeah,
John, I am not annoying.
Just self-assessing here.
Do you find me annoying, John?
I don't find you
annoying.
I don't
find you annoying.
But that's because we are all being annoying together.
Brian, do you find me annoying?
Not at all.
I don't find you annoying.
But I, like John, over this last hour, have done some self-reflection. And
yeah.
Oh, I've done no reflection.
It's a lot of...
No.
Some things were said that...
No.
Sting.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. And
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
You know
stuff she's saying does stings. It hurts, but I am not doing any self-reflection. I am fine. I am happy. I am content
Amen,
with who
brother.
I am, man.
You guys.
I'm not going to force somebody else to change me because they don't like the
you
way I am. I am who
change.
I am.
You guys, don't change. Keep ordering the margs, all
you
of
keep
that.
Trying to play Michael Jackson in the background. Make that change.
No need to change anything. All I meant to say was I do not want to go out for a night full of drinking with you guys. That's all
and
I wanted to say.
You don't want to go to Don Cuco's. No. And you want to leave the studio. And you don't take my phone calls after the show.
104.3 MyFM. Yeah.
It's all true, guys. It's all true.
I don't like talking on the phone.
To me.
To anybody.
No, I get it. You get me for 5 hours. I'm a bit much. That's what you said. I get it. My wife will probably say the same thing.
No. This all snowballed into something much bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. Joel McHale recently shared that a community movie was more likely going to happen than it was before. But now another star of the NBC show says wheels are turning. Alison Brie confirmed a community movie talks are in progress. And her exact quote was, you know what? I'll say it. There's been a movement. There's been some talks. And there's an immersive Squid Game experience coming out next month. It's only happening in 9 cities across the country. And Rancho Cucamonga is one of those series, or one of those cities. You can get all the details at immersivegamebox.com, but it's going to debut September 21st. And it's just people participating. You wear this visor that tracks your motion and use touch screens to complete 6 different challenges that were from the show. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines, and I love everybody in this room.
No, I just don't want
to go out drinking.
I believe you.
No one's believing you. Oh, you're new. You're new to the show.
John.
No, you can't believe it, John. John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Valerie, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Michael Pullman in New York City, thank you for your show. Bet he'd go with us. He'd fly in for it, right?
Oh, he would.
Yeah, he totally would. He's on our side. Brian Burton, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Dave Joseph, thank you for your show.
Valentine, thank you for your show, and let me know what time you want to meet at Don Cuco.
Oh, my man! DJ's Count in the house. The guy that does like the in-studio or in-stadium announcing for LAFC and for the Kings for years and stuff. This guy right here. Look at this guy, huh?
That's right.
All right, right. Jill, thank you for your friendship.
Thank you for your friendship.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.